Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Please state the name or number.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
All right, good to hear this one. American Authors, Best Day of My Life. Music from Jeff's wife, Shannon, as we continue with Better Half Month.
Yes.
Debbie Lutz with the music next week. And actually, I like Nickelback's version.
Nah, it was okay.
You can't mess up that song. That song has it all.
I think you can mess up any song. And I don't know that...
I didn't love it, but it's fine.
I lost my train of thought because I was reading a tweet.
Reading a tweet from who?
But
who cares what songs
that shouldn't be covered, but that's all the best songs, and all the best songs are covered because they inspire people, and people want to kind of duplicate them.
I don't mind
them
covering
put their
songs.
Own spin on them. But can you imagine covering a Beatles song? Why would anybody do that?
Because they love it.
It doesn't make any sense. I don't care if you're Aerosmith or whoever. Don't cover the Beatles. The Beatles did it already.
Whoever wants to cover anything, go for it.
I don't think it should be like that.
Anthony says Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatters. Come on, guys.
I think I put them on my list.
Is he saying that should be on there?
It's hard to tell.
Or that it shouldn't have been on there and to have it on was, come on, guys.
I don't know.
I can't tell. Anthony, clarify.
It's a great song. It's also in Almost Famous.
That's it. That's it. 869-1240, the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. Here's a question for you, and you're happy to see the Brewers come back to beat Minnesota because
no offense.
Your team didn't win today over the
or yesterday
against Boston, 5-1 against a bullpen by committee game.
Well, those games are usually difficult because you get to see a guy once and. It's a different look than the last guy, and it's not easy. The Indians had a shutout against Texas doing the same thing a few days ago.
Come on, man.
It's not easy.
One run? Get with it.
Well, they're in...
Royals-Cardinals tonight from Kauffman Stadium, game two. We got game one.
Thank goodness, Jack Flaherty, you get three hits?
Couldn't hit. Thank goodness Jack Flaherty pitched like
What's the matchup tonight?
Dakota Hudson and... Keller.
Well, that's not in
it's
your
not
favor.
Automatic. You got to hit. Cardinals can't hit, but we'll give it a shot. See what happens. Boy, I love beating the Royals, but I hate losing to them, and it's very difficult for me.
Well, I understand that, but you're not going to beat them every time, every year, so you lose some games.
Right.
You have to learn to try to accept it.
I want to win, though. I like winning.
Well, as does everyone. But think about how long have you been a Cardinals fan?
Since 1963. And by the way, I was actually laying in bed last night and thinking about our discussion of Cardinals relievers with 100 or more saves and the name Joe Horner. I'd like you to look him up.
So let's
Joe
before
Horner,
I do that,
H-O-E-R-N-E-R.
I get it.
And it came to me that I think I know his number. As a Cardinal.
Well, then you looked it up.
No, I didn't look it up, Jeff. I wouldn't do that. I'm testing my ability. I'm not. Why would I look it up and then get on radio?
Well, you looked up every county that I gave you.
I'm not playing here. This is a God-given skill I have. I don't understand it. I haven't seen Joe Horner pitch since the 1960s.
Just say the stupid number.
I'm giving the listeners some background. They want to know. Joe Horner, I believe, I don't know if I'm right. Number 36.
No.
What number?
43.
Really?
Yes.
Well, what a big buildup for absolutely nothing.
So back to your point.
No, that's
about losing.
I'm leaving the show.
Here's how many. Let's say the Cardinals have lost 75 games a year on average throughout your fandom, which is might be a little low, but it's probably 87 wins a year. If for 56 years you've lost 4,200 games. Okay.
Hated them all.
So you've spent 11 and a half years of your life lamenting a Cardinals loss. Just get over it.
I don't lament it forever.
But for
it's
that
not
day.
Like I, it, no, not even that day. Many times I don't like it. I don't like losing. But many times I just move on. I don't lament. Don't ever accuse me of that.
What do you mean? That's all you do.
No, I don't.
I just hate losing. It's the worst.
I don't like losing, but it's not really me that's losing. It's my team. And I like winning. And what I heard come out of Ryan Lefevre's mouth last night was that in the last 19 years or some craziness, the Cardinals have had one losing season. What do you got
on
that?
So there, a little perspective.
What do you got on that?
Good for them.
Yeah, good on them.
But is it fun to just slog through these 83 win seasons? And I know you won a World Series with an 83
from 96 to 2014, the Cardinals were in the playoffs almost every year. That's 19 seasons.
So why'd you fall behind?
They were probably in the playoffs 12 of those. Because we don't get the draft high. Like your dogs, your
yeah,
Indians,
we draft high all the time.
Houston, Cleveland was terrible forever.
Cleveland's been more or less good for the last 25 years,
and then they started drafting high. If you can't draft high, it's hard to get good.
Well, I think that's not a good excuse. Most of your good players in that
look
time
at Houston
have been homegrown players.
Look at Houston.
Right.
Look at the Royals now. They got Bobby Witt. Now that next year they'll have a top three or four pick. I mean, is the Royals fan base okay with this?
Well, I guess they're talking themselves into it. They must be a little.
We'll
bit
We'll be
excited.
Bad for 7 years to be good for one or two,
maybe more, depending on when these guys all get.
But
to
it
the
all
big
has
leagues.
To come together with timing,
right? And it did for those 2 to 3 seasons. So that's all you try to do. And now Dayton Moore has a job for life.
Here's a question I saw posed on ESPN.com this morning. That three teams in baseball have set themselves apart, the Yankees, the Astros, and the Dodgers. Record-wise, yes. I would put the Braves in that mix right now. Thoughts?
Why?
Love their lineup. They've addressed some bullpen issues that they had.
Yeah, but Shane Green's been terrible.
But he'll get it figured out. He's just going through a rough spot. I think they have as good a lineup. The Yankees and Houston have and the Dodgers have great lineups. But the Atlanta Braves have a lineup that can compete with all of those.
They have a fantastic lineup, an unbelievable lineup. But what do you think about this? Teron, Soroka, Keuchel, Fried, and Bryce Wilson. That's not getting you far in the playoffs. I don't care who you are.
Well, Soroka's outstanding.
He's good.
Teron's very good. Fried is a youngster trying to figure it out. What set them back is Foltynewicz not being what they thought he would be. So that's been weird.
Future Indian Mike Foltynewicz.
Stop with the future Indian. I tell you, I hate the Indians.
I know, you say that every other day on
this
show.
You jam them down our throats every single day.
Like you don't do that with the Cardinals?
They're worth talking about. Acuna, Albies, Freeman, Donaldson, Swanson, Markakis, Riley. I mean, they just keep coming at you, although Riley's cooled off significantly.
Yes, he has.
From a very hot start. But that lineup is just incredible.
By the way, the Nationals put up a 10-run inning against the Reds, most of that against Trevor Bauer, who gave up 9 runs.
And pitched a great game in his last game. Trevor Bauer, you're not going to go anywhere with Trevor Bauer.
I don't know.
So he pitches today?
He pitched today.
Oh, so the Cardinals will miss him in their series against the Reds coming up this weekend, starting tomorrow. Four-game series, they won't face Trevor Bauer.
Well, there you go. Not that that's good or bad, because he is hit and miss and has been all year, very inconsistent.
But when he's good, he's very difficult.
Extremely.
Astros lose today 13-9. Wade Miley with a questionable outing and bad defense.
We're now into day 31 where someone has hit two home runs in a game, which is an all-time record, 31 straight
The game
days.
Won't survive like this, in my opinion. We've now thrown off the balance where there's so many home runs that they become...
You're desensitized.
You don't even care anymore. It's not good for the game.
Well, there's just so many. Every run is scored via the home run, it seems like.
And the Cardinals don't have that many home run hitters.
You might get some singles and doubles, but those guys are typically driven in by homers. No one strings together a rally anymore, and it is what it is. I like baseball, so I can't criticize.
Yeah, we like baseball, but the game is sick. The game is sick right now.
Nah, Chris Lamb doesn't think so.
We didn't ask him about the home run thing.
Oh, kind of. It's a way to beat the shift. It came from analytics. Swing path.
I think baseball has to take some bold moves. That's my opinion. And I'm a 64-year-old guy living in Wichita, Kansas. But that's my opinion.
I don't know that it needs bold
moves.
Well,
you may not agree. You don't have to agree. My thought is that baseball needs to take some bold moves.
Well, they're taking
bold
moves.
Not moving the mound back. That's ridiculous.
Well, what about a reliever has to face three batters, which begins next year?
That one's okay with me.
See a Brett Cecil or whoever you have as your lefty specialist or righty specialist, because what's the point of having those guys?
These big-time shifts need to be taken out of the game. You can't have three players on one side of the infield.
It's never going to happen.
It's going to happen. You're going to have two players on each side of the infield.
I don't think that'll ever happen.
It'll happen, because I think it will. It's good for the game.
You get nine fielders, eight fielders, and you put them where you want them. Really, seven fielders, I guess.
No, you don't put them where you want them. Let's take a break, Max. On that note, as I won that debate.
Did you? Did you?
Who's this remake by? There we go. This is Elton John's remake of a Beatles song. Went to number one, one of his, how many hits that went to number one?
Eight, I guess.
Who said it was eight?
I don't know. I haven't officially counted that.
We'll be back. The Drive on KFH.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.